Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Reasoning with an Optimist podcast for the week of the 3rd of July, 2016. This is Jack Bressett Mills, part two of a conversation with Oduro this week. But first, the verses I wrote for Rudolf Steiner's Calendar of the Soul for his week 14, the first one I wrote 2 years ago. Verse 14. If I surrender correctly, earnestly, without sleeping, to the sounds of life around me, my thinking rises and floats, my petty self sinks, and there dawns in me true thought. And I wrote this one last year for the same Rudolf Steiner verse, verse 14a. When I give in, allow this beauty to overwhelm me. When I stand dumb and deaf to rationality, I am saved by an embrace, the world lighting up, alive and pulsing in my imagination. Oduro, so dear. I've only known him a year now. Kofi has known him most of his life. You'll hear at the end, or middle, in the end of this part two of our conversation, that I seem to be talking more than him. That's because I cut out quite a bit of his, because it was personal, and you didn't need to hear it. Lovely story. And here you go. Thank you, Oduro.
And I will be the rich landowner, and I will be the poor slave, and I will just keep coming and coming and coming back again and again and again.
Yeah.
And that's what we all are doing, and this is how, and I include a God in this picture. This is how we become more and more godly, more like angels ourselves. We learn and we learn and we learn every possible thing to learn.
Yeah.
That's how my picture goes. And then I can be satisfied that I'm having a lovely life.
Yeah.
And someone else is having a terrible life.
Yeah.
And this is how I satisfy myself, that it's all going to be okay in the end, because we will trade places. But, of course, who knows what is true? I do not know what is true. And this could be just a way for me to live with myself. You understand, I could be a hypocrite, mm-hmm. inventing this picture only to be happy with myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. No other picture makes sense to me, so I pick this picture. And then the whole world can make sense to me.
Yes.
But I don't know what the truth is. I only know that that satisfies me.
Yeah. I think having a way of consoling ourselves is necessary for our lives. Because there are so many questions that I think we cannot answer for ourselves.
Yeah.
So when we bother ourselves with the problem so much, at last we have to find a way of cooling ourselves down.
Hmm.
Yeah. So creating that sort of consolation is necessary, I think.
But then if you personally are not doing what you believe is enough, that's a good question right there. So we try to help those we love.
Yeah.
And we are falling short. And so what do we do then? Do we make it even worse by ending our lives? Through our shame, You know, I've known a couple people who have killed themselves.
Yeah.
And the people left alive are worse, usually worse. Usually worse off. Because not only are they still in the same situation.
Yeah.
But now they have guilt or anger or loss and no understanding. It seems worse. So we're trapped. We want to help and we can't help. And so then we want to end our lives. But that's worse. So we're trapped into responsibility.
Yeah.
And yet no solution to the responsibility. How do we do it? Very interesting situation. I have to chuckle because when it's so serious, I think laughter in a challenging situation is one of the best responses because there's nothing to be done. And the only way to succeed is to have a lighter grip. We are gripped so tightly to things that we can't see the answers. And if we let go just a little, we can look around and see that there is an answer there somewhere. We didn't see it. We were so serious. At least that's my hope, too. That's my belief, that every time I've needed an answer, I've relaxed my grip just a little.
Yeah.
And there it is.
That is it.
But that's part of my belief also, that it, so far it's true, but who knows if it's true in the future.
That's it.
Yeah.
It could be true, but there is no certainty that it is true.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which makes, you know, this picture of the leap of faith.
Yeah.
It's an open chasm, a gulf, and we are told that if we step into the gulf, we will find a platform.
Yeah.
But we say, no, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Yeah. And then the feeling of there was a way, but I didn't see it, and now I missed it. That's also a belief, though. I always try to catch myself. When I think I know that I'm failing, that's also a belief. I can't be certain of my failure until life is over. It could still be that I find the solution. As long as I'm still alive.
Yeah.
It's still possible that I could succeed.
That's right. That's right.
So if you believe in your failure, that's a belief. And so that's just as suspect as the belief that everything will be fine.
If we don't believe that it could be better, then we may take to that cause whereby people take their own lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know if there's going to be anything that will trigger that sort of action.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've once thought about, ending my life.
Yeah.
But then I was fortunate that I found Kofi again. Yeah. Oh, the council.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back.
No, yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for talking with me.
Yes.
You talked about a feeling maybe of ending your life. And I'm always referring to the warrior.
Yeah.
The better warrior has nearly died so often.
Yeah.
Or in their mind they have died so often that they are stronger because in a way they have died.
Yeah.
And they are stronger than the regular, the average man who believes they are alive and they can die. The warrior has died.
Yeah.
And it's a funny paradox.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the cigarette smoker who wants to quit and he mm-hmm. has a cigarette in his hand. And since he can smoke it, it's right there. He's able to not smoke it.
Yeah.
Or I guess I could just go a lot, many examples of that, that we are actually stronger, I think. I personally have lived through my death many times.
Yeah.
Especially in dreaming. I've been taken out back and shot, and I drop into the ditch so many times in my mm-hmm. dream, in my dreams.
Yeah.
That I don't have the same fear as I think other people do.
Yeah.
And I think perhaps you're having gone through that feeling. I personally would be stronger now.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, in this present state of mind, I will never think about ending my life. At the time when I had that thought, I think it was an illness.
Uh-huh.
And the doctors prescribed some drugs or tablets.
Yes.
And I think those tablets were not helping me much. And fortunately, that was the period we found ourselves again, Kofi and myself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it has helped, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah. There's a joke
yeah.
about a man. He's working on a roof.
Yeah.
And he slips.
Yeah.
And he's sliding down the roof.
Yeah.
And he yells out, "God, save me." And he gets caught on a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't fall off the roof.
Right.
And the joke is that he then yells, "Never mind, God, I got stuck on a nail."
Yeah.
And we tend to picture a miracle in a certain way.
Yeah.
But your finding Kofi, of course, is exactly a miracle.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. And I'm glad you know that, because we can take it as, oh, well, it's just Kofi and my life is still the same. No, it isn't the same. I like how you know that.
Yeah. It's really a big miracle.
Yeah.
Just at the correct point in time,
yeah,
we found ourselves again. And through his intervention, yeah.
I think the word
myself are now chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think the word is a touchstone. You were allowed to go very down, very deep.
Yeah.
And now you remember that place. And it's a touchstone.
Yeah.
I believe a person is stronger the wider their reach. You may also have a place that is extremely joyous.
Yeah.
And full of light that you have had. And so between the two experiences
yeah.
is a very wide experience.
Yes.
I believe that's a blessing, to have such a wide, to be so low and to survive is a very rare thing.
Yeah.
I think most people get so low and they die.
Yeah.
You're able to come back. I think those are some of the best people. When I see you, I fall in love with you immediately.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason, is that you have had such a wide experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel about yourself that way, but I believe from the outside that you are very wide and very vast, and which makes it, that's a wisdom, that's what wisdom is.
Yeah.
You may not say it about yourself, but I say it about you. I say it about you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course you still must try your best to feed your daughter, and I would only suggest that you give a little bit of the responsibility to the world or to God or whatever you want to call it, that
yeah.
It's not only you. You do your best.
I'm trying.
And that's the thing. But your trying may be your best.
Yeah.
And that's your responsibility, to do your best, not to solve the world's problems.
No.
But to do your best. And if you can have that clearness... Of course, a person doesn't ever really know, but the trying is also, that's all you can do is trying. You can't solve the problem.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. It's terribly burdensome to think into the future about how hard it will be tomorrow. But I also think that's an illness too, to be afraid of tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Actually, if we continue thinking that way, we may even not plan any good thing for the future.
Yeah.
You thinking that the world is going to be a bad place for the future generation. So, if it is so, why then? Why do we have to wait until later, knowing very much that it's not going to be any better?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the typical thought of, let's just end it now.
Yeah. But I still have the hope that things may improve.
Yeah.
So... I have to help those people I can help, or give the little help I have to assist making their lives better.
Yeah, this thought, the thought of the bad future can be interfering with the good present. You could be actually with your daughter.
Yeah.
And she is fine now. She's alive and she has just had food and she's sitting with you.
Yeah.
And you think about the future being terrible. They say that's... Kofi's reading right now this book, The Prophet, by Khalil Gibran.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great line about thirst, that it's possible to... fear thirst even when your well is full.
Yeah.
And he says that's a thirst that can never be quenched. And I've used that sentence in my head many times, that I think of the terrible future, but my present is actually lovely.
Yeah.
It may not be that your present is lovely, but if it is, it's an illness to have a terrible thought about the future. It's very hard not to, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of wisdom too, then, to be able to separate the imagination which is hurting you from the reality, which is actually really quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The guy who phoned has invited me to be there in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I'm happy to say thank you for talking and happy to be so...
We can continue our talk any time later.
I want to say that I'm very happy to know you, Oduro, and I hope we can stay connected.
We will.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and have a wonderful day in London.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, wonderful man. So happy to know him. Thank you for listening.
Drop me a line if you would, jackmills@mac.com. Go to my website, reasoningwithanoptimist.net, and try to come back again next week. This is Jack Brissett Mills. Bye-bye.